Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air Music. You're listening to 95 BFM. This is Fancy New Band. And with us in the studio today, we have Buddha. Welcome.
Yo, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming. Buddha, we should clarify, is B-U-U-D-A.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want any angry monks coming after me when I made my name, so...
Now, obviously, the listeners will be picking up. You have an accent. Can you tell us just a introduce yourself, like where you grew up and...
Yep, so I'm British-American. Mom's British, dad's American. I grew up in just various places in England until I was about 15, then we moved out here.
Oh, cool.
And since then, been living in Auckland and, yeah, haven't gone back to England since, yeah.
Our gain.
Yeah.
Well, great. And how long have you been making music for?
I'd say probably about 3 years, like solidly now. Just started on just little SoundCloud beats and stuff, and slowly, like progressively getting better and working on albums, EPs, whatnot.
Yeah, and we should talk about, actually, I didn't even say what you do. You rap,
yeah,
and you make beats.
Yeah, so after a point in time, I got kind of sick of people flaking on me and stuff, so I just picked up instruments on, like, depending on what was missing. So say I had a guitar player that bailed on me, I'd learn how to play guitar a little bit better.
Nice.
Or bass player left, I learned how to play bass, so now I can just do everything, and you know, it's a lot easier to get a track done.
So when you're like working up a song, how does it usually go down? Would you write lyrics first and then make the music for it?
No, actually I just kind of sit there and just crank out rough ideas, and then until I get something I like, stick with it and just finish up. Lyrics is usually the last part.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I sit on them for a while because I don't want to be saying some nonsense, you know.
Yeah. Over the years, as you've been sort of developing your own sound, making beats, writing lyrics, who are some of the people that you've looked to and been inspired by over the years?
So probably my biggest inspirations, a rapper called MF Doom, also producers. And
a super prolific artist.
And a Japanese producer called Nuja Bass.
Oh, yeah, right. They're quite jazzy kind of tip.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff, yeah. But trying to move more away from samples and stuff, I really don't know who would influence that, because I have been sampling for a while, but I'm trying to get off that kind of steeze. So I guess, like, I don't know, Tenacious D.
Oh,
I love my, like, rock music and stuff, so yeah.
That's like the wild card to throw in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You recently dropped a collection of songs called Super.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So it was just a 5-track EP I dropped. It was just kind of the transition of me moving away from using sample based like beats. Yeah, it was just me trying to make a nice little project I could go out and perform for people, since I haven't really made a name for myself in Auckland, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People can listen to that on Bandcamp?
Yeah, they can go Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, really whatever title.
You're going to perform some songs for us?
Yeah, I am. I am going to perform some songs for you. You want to go now? You ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Cool, cool. Sweet. Final round. Fight. You lose. Yo, shout out to my boys at FK. Catch me in your joint like Witherspoon taking a fat one, cause my stomach's fucked up from the beef and my rap's done. Better wash your hands before a caption. In the time of turkey, probably forgot the hook and lost his passion. Hibbity hope your light ration, salty. Tight ring your neck like poultry. Jive turkeys get 20% off the trophy. For a limited time only, Buddha come chill with the homies and Loki. I'ma be there until we re-up with frenemies like these. Man, I guess I never see up, so look down, pray for a prenup. MJ been around the whole town, damn she cleaned up. Bitch, better have my money. Money bad, half my bitch. Always sunny when I'm digging a ditch. Niggas funny, think they getting rich. More like bummy, might have to put them on the end of my pitch for that B-double-E-F. Make it every day, rapper wanna be chef. Make it every day, rapper wanna be clean. Once they get up on the lean, I'd rather be dead. So give fam the B-double-E-T. With a roots and a mic on B-E-T. In my sights, but my man's friendly smile. Since a beef will leave you empty. Said I couldn't do, nigga ain't finna teach. I ain't hitting unless you got Lucy Liu on a beach. Sound system made man love voodoo when I preach. Get a smack off, put they crew on a leash. Yes, it's time to get back in the dojo. Buddha bad bitches free, that's the ocho. So I'ma keep praying for a sequel. Guess that's on the dolo, cause I don't trust people. Jumping like pogo, don't matter, that's fecal. Ooh, man-made jokes, hoax and tall girls. Not tryna dash your high hopes, just wanna get low down. Niggas walk across tight ropes, I ain't really scared of hitting the ground, courtesy of black white folks. Now I got my mixed race emoji. So she coming to the house, call me Master Hoshi. No beef, I look gobi. B-double-E-F. Make it every day, rapper wanna be chef. Make it every day, rapper wanna be clean. Once they get up on the lead, I'd rather be dead. Sick of fam, the B-double-E-T. With the roots and a mic on B-E-T. In my sights, but my man's friendly. Smart, since a beef will leave you empty. Yeah. B-double-E-F. Make it every day, rebel wanna be chef. Make it every day, rebel wanna be clean. Once they get up on the lean, I'd rather be dead. So get fam the B-double-E-T. With the roots and a mic on B-E-T. In my sights, but my man's friendly smart. Since a beef will leave you empty.
Sick. What's the name of that track?
That track is called Beef, and yeah. Self-explanatory, just about beef.
One thing I did notice when I was looking at your EP Super, mm-hmm. There's a bit of an anime.
Oh yeah, I love my anime. Like, oh yes. I don't know. Just got me through a lot of dark times, like music and stuff. It's just uplifts me. So it's definitely gonna be a part of like how I rap and all that stuff is.
What's
good vibes.
What's your go-to?
Go-to and oh god, don't ask me this question. Oh no. there's a lot of anime. I'm not gonna go off into them, otherwise I will not shut up.
I'll probably go right over my head anyway. I won't even know what. I'll just nod and pretend I know. And you have it's a anime artwork on the record cover. Super the record. Who did that for you?
Auckland artist called Leaf Turtle. She's actually my girlfriend's friend, and yeah, she did it for me real cheap, so it was fucking awesome.
It looks great. Yeah, I had a quick look at their page, their Facebook page. If you just tuned in, we got Buddha, B-U-U-D-A, if you want to clarify that, want to get on the Google and look them up. Dropping some tracks for us for Fancy New Band. Should I leave you to it so you can
For sure,
go knock some more out. That was awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bet they gon' go ahead without you. Just tryna self-destruct, I ain't talking chow soo. In that case, the ambulance, I better dial too. Boo-hoo, bitch, been a minute. Snap my right, is blocked right through. Inhale the no worries, the all durries in a whole curry. Vindaloo, because niggas don't chew. And the shit out my mouth nasty, and I'm not really the type who write haiku to my enemy sight. More similar to Ryu. Also finna insight cool. Daylight soul, figure shit anew. That's why he keep to himself. That's why bruv don't wanna chill. Homies been acting hot fell. He rubber work on a skill. Fam, I've been training this though, so I could care less how you feel. What you seek ain't here, bruv. Your worries, you can't see them. They ain't never been above this outer two. 3 feet high and rising, I was in the mood for some peace and solitude. The rest to feast upon your fuel. Yeah. And it's draining, listen to your fucking complaining. Worse than tin roof when it's raining. Guess we just one in the same name. Misery loves company, but company loves Raymond. Lay out in terms layman before you get laid out. Would have been beat shaming with my payout. Steak out donuts left, I doubt it. Never really knew much about it. So don't blame me if I get fat. With a PH for picking off hacks. SoundCloud rappers better take a step back. Saying we've been slept on for too long that my matches need a plaque. Cause at this point I just want some peace. Cause niggas still believe in a peace. Don't expect sympathy on the beast. Smile, all the homies still deceased. Better leave your shoes by the beach. What you seek ain't here, bro. Your worries, you can't see them. They ain't never been above. This altitude, 3 feet high and rising. I was in the mood for some peace and solitude. The rest to feast upon your fuel. I'd just like to give a quick shout out to my moms and my girlfriend. Like, thank you for the support. And my granddad and all the homies back in Grayland. Yeah. Go ahead, I just got one more for you guys. I'm just going straight into it because it's easy. There you go. Yeah.
Damn, damn.
Man, been feeling lonely. Might as well roll up a OZ, roll deep in the hood. You can say we the only. Wants to hear the song unsung, might as well call me Oni. Somehow stayed hydrated back when the waters was more than dicey. No one gon' save you, don't wait for Stan Lee. Your savior never been on main page, you're on the main stage and probably in the back on minimum wage. Don't take much to be there for realness, done broke their gauge. Say thanks for the ones that been here for days, months, years, damn stuck through the plague of locusts. Compared to that, I guess all my problems seem pretty vague. Lead man to the vices, I swear he gon' be alright. Restless might never been crisis, but fam, we been up all night. Making progress only slightly, what you mean, see no red light. Don't stop for no one, my mic set to stun till the eyes turn white. Yeah, so you can say that. Man was on his way back from an isolated location. Ain't got no patience, get back to Grand ASAP. And when I get that, I guess I'll adapt. They still telling me don't do that.
Especially today when relationships seem to be more and more temporary. What we're witnessing, of course, is the death of permanence. A new society is being created around us, built from the broken pieces of today. And those who people that society are going to live in a different world.
People just forgot where they came from. Dirt right after napalm, and I told you stay calm. Best advice to be, don't sweat it, man. Got sauce like Raekwon, so what's that based on? Rappers gon' lie to the day that they gone. But hell, you been lying too. And when you bend over, I bet your nose touch your shoes. Your pedal been pulling them strings for the ones who ain't able to use their own minds. Made me sad to think they were stuck on how many views they getting at a time, either way you still lose. But it's helping me prove that we evolve into something else. Not human, selfish, self-obsessed. I know how for you can help yourself. Yeah. So you can say that. Man was on his way back to an isolated location. Ain't got no patience, get back to Grand ASAP. And when I get there, I guess I'll adapt. They still telling me don't do that.
If you've just tuned in, this is BFM. Fancy new band. We got Buddha up here in the studio. He's just played, performed a couple of tracks for us. What was that one called?
That track was called Feeling Lonely, and it was produced by one of my collective members, Nesso.
Oh, tell us about your collective.
So I think two, three years ago, me and my friend Zuby, we set up a collective called Foreknowledge, because again, we're sick of people flaking, and we wanted like a good strong family of like musicians and producers we could just like pick and choose from, kind of thing. That's grown over the past couple of years. Made some tight friends. I went around traveling to none of them live in New Zealand, pretty much.
Oh right, I see. Yeah.
So I went around traveling past of last year and met up with some of these guys, and you know, it's like a tight family now. Got a lot of producers, a lot of rappers, a few singers. But yeah, it's nice.
That's the way to do it, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I like your tracks, that they kind of have like, they're kind of calm but they're complex at the same time.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
You know what I mean though, like, yeah. And when you talked about earlier MF Doom and New Jobs being influences, I can hear those sort of weaving through as well. Thank you again so much. Just to reiterate where we can listen to your music, or best way to keep up to date with what you're doing.
So most likely SoundCloud, but yeah, all my stuff's going to be released on Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music, really whatever.
What's your SoundCloud?
It's just Buddha. Just, okay. Just, yeah. If you can't find me at Buddha on anything, it would just be Super Buddha.
Super Buddha. Yeah. Cop that. And what have you got coming up in the future?
I'm actually trying to work on like a collective project now, because there's about 16 of us. And yeah, we're all trying to get serious with music. Like, we want to be able to support ourselves and do what we love, right? So yeah, probably some kind of compilation album with them. You check that out on Foreknowledge page. Again, just type in Foreknowledge, you'll find it anywhere. Yeah, apart from that, I want to start doing live shows in Auckland. So if anyone knows anything, hit me up.
Yeah, and because you, like what you were saying, you have been sort of self-taught.
Yeah, yeah.
In beat making and picking up instruments and creating the samples that you need and stuff. So bringing that together in a live setting will be awesome too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much again for coming up.
Anytime. I appreciate it.
That was a Fancy New Band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.